Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year and welcome to the Voices of Integrity Beauty. My name is Roberta Michelle Sycon and I am the founder of Motivation for You and its division Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence. Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence is a unique Christian ministry for women that includes pageantry, motivational speaking, and advocacy. Our program utilizes members' life experiences to enhance the lives of others and increases the participant's self-confidence and passion for Christ. Integrity Beauty is not a beauty pageant. It is a Christian pageant ministry that uses the crown and the sash as a tool to empower women to know that they are daughters of the King. The crown and the sash is used as a trademark of Miss Helen Albert, our visionary, which also represents that though we may be broken in God's sight, we are His princesses. And now I'd like to introduce to you our 2015 Woman of Excellence, Shavela Davis. Today, Shavela will be discussing setting goals for yourself for the new year, being accountable and following through on your goals. Hi, Shavela. Happy New Year, and how are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Happy New Year.
I am blessed. Thank you. Happy New Year. Our time is counting down. We don't have much longer. Let's see. About 5.5 hours for Eastern time, and it'll be 2016. So,
yes,
Shavela, what are your goals for 2016?
Well, I have set so far just two goals for myself for 2016. One being finishing my master's degree, my MBA. Hopefully, I will be done with that in the summertime. And then the second is I want to lose 80 pounds. So I'm giving myself this whole year to do that, to accomplish that. I've already set things in motion for both goals. I started a fit camp last week with a challenge that started and it ends in March. But, of course, the workouts and everything are continuous. So I started that, and then I started my class, started back to school on the 17th of December for my classes for my master's degree. So I already got stuff working and in motion for those things. So I'm pretty excited.
Well, I'm excited for you also. So how long ago did you start your MSW for social work?
Well, I didn't want to go back for social work. I'm getting my master's in business administration with an emphasis in leadership.
Well, that's wonderful. So you do have your BSW in social work.
Yes, I do. And I'm a licensed social worker. Yes.
Congratulations. I'm on the same path.
Thank you.
I'm right on the same path as you. So what are you going to decide to do once you get your master's in business? Are you going to open up your own community center, or do you have a goal that you wanted to reach for once you get your master's?
Yes, I want to run my women's center in the future. So my thinking was I have all the experience and the background with the social work aspect, and I knew kind of the bare minimum as far as business was concerned. And I think a lot of times people go into business with just kind of like the common knowledge, not having that education behind how businesses are ran and how to actually do all of those things. So that's what I wanted to do. Plus, I've seen how with people that go back and get their master's degree in social work, a lot of them get burnt out, and they actually end up in a different field anyway. So that was just my thinking as far as what my career goals are and what I want to accomplish in the future.
That's wonderful. That is absolutely fantastic. And congratulations on receiving your LSW.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So since you have your goals, how are you going to make this that you stay accountable for what you need to accomplish in your goals?
Well, I think out of the two that I have for this year, 2016, I think the biggest challenge I'm going to have is losing the weight.
Yes.
Just because I like to eat, and I like to eat what I want to eat, making that a part of my life. Like when you really put your mind to it and try to focus, especially with anything, but weight is a totally different ball game. And
just wanted to make it part of my life where I'm not thinking when I get off of work, oh, God, I got to go work out. Just making it part of my routine. And as far as school's concerned, I'm kind of already acclimated to that because I've already been in school a year. I started last January 2014. So it'll be a two-year program. So it'll be 2 years that I've been in school. So I've kind of already got that together. It's just kind of like part of what I do on certain days. I know what days to do this, the days to do that, and get things done. And when things are due, it's the same kind of schedule, and the classes are the same length, 8 weeks each. So I just feel like I really have to, it's all about putting it in my mind that it's really something that, for one, health reasons, you know, I want to be as healthy as I can, and then just putting it in my mind that it's part of what I need to do for my life. I think that's going to be the biggest challenge for me for that goal, for the 80 pounds that I want to lose.
Well, I'm really proud of you for even making the effort to want to make the effort to want to become healthier. And it's all about becoming healthier. And I was looking on Everyday Health, and it says the 10 ways to stay accountable for weight loss. The number one way it says is when you're trying to lose weight or maintain a hard-fought weight loss is willpower alone is often not enough to keep you on track. So how do you feel about the willpower aspect? Do you agree that there's more than just willpower that you're going to need to stay accountable for this goal you have?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I just think, you know, especially with, like, you know, I just want to say, put it out there, people that have never had, I don't want to say I have a weight problem, but I've gained weight since this is my size that I am now is the biggest I've ever been. So if no one's ever experienced that or tried to lose weight, you know, it's a different ball game. So it's like you really have to, aside from willpower, you really have to put it in your mind, you know, to put it as, get it in routine that it's part of your life. Just like waking up and going to work. I have to put that in, you know, in my life in that way. So, you know, because I know I got to go to work, so it's like I know I need to go to the gym, or I know I need to do this, or I know I need to cut back on whatever as far as diet is concerned. So, I mean, it's really difficult. It's a difficult thing, but it can be done. So one of the things that helped me with my willpower is whenever I see a success story of someone that's been really big, like, you know, 400 pounds or higher, and then they didn't do any, and I'm against surgeries unless it's really, really serious that you have to have one. So I would rather do it naturally. So when I see success stories of people that actually lost weight that were like 400 plus, and they actually did the work, they changed their diet, and they worked out, I screenshot it, and I keep those because it motivates me to show me that I can do, because they were even bigger than what I am. You know what I mean? So it just, and they always tell their testimony of how they did it to help others. So that's what I do. That helps me.
Absolutely. And plus a vision book is, or a vision board is fantastic to have too, to actually see what you want to accomplish. And I was going to say that on here, on thelifingrevolution.com, it says that also too, to plan your meal time. Have you thought about planning meal times for yourself? Because you know I'm guilty that you go through the drive-thru instead of going home and making a meal for yourself. So I was just curious if you thought about doing anything, because I know you're very busy with school and your job, and so it's hard to have a balanced time to eat. So I was just curious how you were going to handle that to be accountable.
I haven't really did the meal time, but what I did do is the last time, 2 weeks ago when I went to the grocery store, I got more healthy things, more, you know, and also if I don't pack my lunch or make my lunch, I've been doing, like, Subway. There's so much fried food around where I work. So I'm trying to get away from that, you know what I mean? So, and then also I bought breakfast things like yogurt and oatmeal, things like that, because I'm really not a breakfast person, but that's a very important part of your diet, eating breakfast in the morning. So I did those things to kind of start the process, but I haven't gotten to the detail of, like, you know, okay, I'm going to eat it this time, whatever. Other than breakfast at work and then lunch at work, outside of that,
I really don't have a time, but I am trying not to eat late. I know that's not good as well. So I've done those
things.
Kind of, it's kind of the same, but not really. You know what I mean? So I have thought about it and try to put a plan in action.
Well, for me, I can admit that my problem is that I lack willpower because I am a huge mocha junkie. That is my problem. I battle with it. I admit it completely, 100%. I think the problem is because when I was so young, my mom used to make me coffee all the time, and I found a mocha drink that tastes identical to the coffee my mother used to make me when I was little. So a lot of times it's like I drink it because, you know what I mean, it makes me happy. It's like what I had when I was little, and it's just, you know, and I noticed that there are times, and especially under stress, that I binge on it. I really do, and I'm guilty. I admit it 100%. And I know that one of my problems, because I also have gained a lot of weight. I'm about to almost 200 pounds now, and I'm 5'3". And I noticed that my problem is these mochas are one of my massive problems. And I have to get the willpower. And I've already told myself that I am not going to drink them like I have in the past several years, because I notice, too, when you have, you know, any excessive amount of them, I also start not feeling well. I think it's because of all the caffeine and, you know, especially me, because I have blood pressure issues. I notice that my blood pressure increases. I don't feel well. I feel nauseated. Yeah, I know I need to get willpower, and I need to be accountable because it's not healthy. So I admit that is where my weak point is.
Oh, yeah, I understand, definitely. And a lot of things, health issues are weight-related. So once the weight is gone, a lot of people lose, like, who are diabetic and things like that. It's weight-related. So once they lose the weight, the, you know, the diabetes leaves. So that's something to take into consideration as well. So, you know, I don't even want to get to that point. So I'm like, I don't want to start, you know, because it, like I said, in a lot of people, it's weight-related. And I don't even want to go down that road. You know, diabetes is a very serious can be a very serious issue, and, you know, things like of that nature. So I'm like, no, not for me. You know, I don't want, you know, I want to live as long as possible and be healthy and all of those things, you know. So that's where my mind is, my thought process is, and just being a better me as I get older. And, you know, and that's how I try to go into every year. So 2016 is not any different. You know, I was able to accomplish 3 goals that I had set for 2015, and I did that, and I was very blessed to do that. And, you know, so I'm already excited for what 2016 is going to bring.
Amen. I was going to say, I was just thinking about a post that I read on Facebook, and it was actually kind of comical because it's so true, where it said, I'm about to start my January 1st diet that'll last until January 3rd. And I thought that was funny because a lot of people say, I'm going to lose weight for the next year, and then they get on, you know, ball to try to start, and then it's like within 2 days they're done. So I was going to ask you, in your thoughts, for anyone that, you know, really wants to do the same thing, what would you suggest for them if they try and it doesn't work, to stay accountable? Do you have any suggestions that you'd like to offer for somebody that might be?
Definitely. The first thing is, how bad do you want it? And that's with anything. How bad do you want it? And then, two, don't beat yourself up if you do, you know, something goes awry or stop. You can always start again, you know, and I'm not saying that out of the side of my neck. I'm saying that from experience. With anything that I've been through, you know, don't beat yourself up. And I said that to myself, give yourself a realistic time period. Don't say I want to lose 70 pounds in 2 months. You know, I said 80 pounds, and I'm giving myself the whole year. Well, I think I
have most of it gone by the year. Yes, I do. But I want to give myself enough time. You know, you never know what could come up where you might not be able to work out or anything happen. So just be able to be realistic about the situation. There's going to be times you have cravings, you're going to eat cookies, you're going to do this, or it's going to be a celebration, it's going to be all kind of things. So don't beat yourself up that you did it. Just try and try again until you reach the goal that you want to get to. You know, everybody's human, so everybody's going to stumble along anyway when they're trying to reach any type of goal. So weight is no different. So that's what I would say to whomever is trying to start this journey with me.
Amen, amen. And then what would you have to say for those that about following through on their goals and how, you know, we need to be diligent and also, too, you know, we need to follow, you know, if God's prompting you, even if it's as simple as cleaning out a closet, because I keep looking at my closet and I keep hearing that nudge in me and I'm being procrastinating. I haven't been doing it. I feel tired from school and all that. Believe me, I'm guilty of that, too. But I already said that this year I'm really going to work on anything. Even if it's like you said, just do a little bit at a time. Even if it's just do one little section today, another section tomorrow. What would you say for those, you know, that, you know, may have trouble being accountable or, you know, they really need to be diligent and follow through on the goals, like you said, how bad do you really want it? Do you have any suggestions for those that may, you know, backslide or, you know, just have a hard time wanting to follow through on those goals?
Yeah, definitely. Once again, it's also how bad do you want it, but also is it realistic? Don't set something that's not realistic for you and you know you can't follow through on it. That's important as well. With anything, as I said, just try to realistic and try to continue on whatever you started. If you can do it.
Sometimes things come up, you have every intention in your mind, you have your heart set on it, you have everything set, but things come up and you can't. And that happens to me. I feel bad because, like I said, I was going to do this, but something came up and you feel bad, but you can't help when things come up. You know, just be as honest as possible to yourself and to someone else if it's something that you promised someone, you know. But, I mean, that's the only thing I speak from experience. I don't like to just say things just to say them. I say what I've been through or what I've experienced and to know. So that's where I give advice from. So that's how I handle things if I've failed through or whatever. It may not be the intention, but sometimes things happen. Just continue on if you can. And like I said, that's with anything.
Exactly. And also, too, with setting goals, you got to make sure that before you set your goal, if it's something that's going to require you to have a support system, make sure you have the support system set in line before you try to set this goal. Because I know some goals you really do need somebody supporting you or, you know, working with you. And certain goals, not everything. But, I mean, having, like, weight loss is a big thing for a lot of people. And if you have no support system whatsoever and everybody that's around you is speaking death on you and no one's lifting you up, you're going to have a very difficult time staying on it because you're just like, you know, if so-and-so, like, say, for instance, a husband or a wife that's not supportive or, you know, your best friend or something, you know, if you that could actually really kill off the plan that you have, you know, the goal that you have if you don't have a support system. So make sure you have a very strong support system in line, definitely for your major goals, absolutely. And I wanted to ask you, is there anything else you wanted to share before we end that you would like to share with the listeners about goal setting?
No, I just wish that everyone who has set a goal, if you haven't, just come up with some that are realistic. And that I just wish you blessings and I'll just much success for 2016 and that you get your goals accomplished. And if you don't, try again. It's never too late. So that's what I would leave the listeners with.
Well, thank you, Shabela, for all your time, and thank you for all you do to make a difference. And I am so blessed that you have been a part of the Integrity Beauty Journey. And I wish you also nothing best, and I pray for a very blessed and abundant and fabulous weight loss 2016 year for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Pray for me, please.
Yes, ma'am, I will. And I just want to thank you for taking your personal time on New Year's Eve. But I wanted to finish this year with the Woman of Excellence and having a show with her for the last show of 2015. And I pray that you have a very blessed and safe New Year.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Love you so much.
I love you too. Thank you very much. We would like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Shabela Davis. And if you have a topic you would like her to speak on, please feel free to leave comments. You're welcome to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Join us on Twitter at Motivation4You. You can email Shabela at cdavis@msintegritybeauty.com, or please join us in our mission to heal hearts and inspire lives at www.msintegritybeauty.com. If you have a message, Integrity Beauty has the mission. And until next time, be a world changer.